Gaurav, you know, in your sort of four pillars, you mentioned that the cost benefit may have come to number four, but it's still quite important. And then you've got this whole complexity of talent and elevating both skills and leadership. Obviously, that is at a very different compensation level to what would have historically been the case.
True.
So how do you see GCCs navigating this now? You know, the fact that they are having to look at compensation in a very different light to what they were doing earlier.
No, great question, Subir, and often dichotomous, you know, when we say cost and when we also talk about high-quality talent. Well, there has been a recalibration on how FSGCCs look at comp in India. You know, the crazy days of giving whatever it takes to get people in have gone. What has also helped is that because now we have about a 2.5 decades worth of growth story, there's a lot of data that gets sanitized. You know, the positions are benchmarked. You can actually go a like-for-like comparison. You can age positions pretty well. The JDs are more or less consistent in that sense. There is great equivalence that has come up between organizations on what an MD means in one company to what an SVP means in another. So there is a lot of that recalibration that has happened in terms of great equalization, in terms of availability of data, the robustness of the data, and also I would say the ability and the willingness between the community to share the data. So one, that has helped. The second thing is that if you still look at the surveys that are coming out, and you know, EY's recent Talent and Reward Pulse survey that came out suggested that 2025, we would see the GCC's salary increase on an average at 10.2%. As compared to peer industries, it's still on the higher side. As compared to India average of 9.6, it's still on the higher side. Now, that begs the question, why is it on the higher side? So look at it this way, that India overall is 9.6, GCC is 10.2. So not a big delta, but still on the positive side. And I think this on the positive side reflects two or three things. Number one, complexity of talent. So we're no longer recruiting, you know, just operations or finance or risk or, you know, foundational tech. We're recruiting more risk, we're recruiting more AI, we're recruiting more cyber, we're recruiting AI/ML, we're recruiting cloud engineering, all of that. And that reflects in this number, because this number is a composite number of many things that happen in a GCC. That doesn't mean everybody gets 10.2. It's on a relative scale. But what's driving this up are this. Second, there are a lot of lateral movements away. Because you're running a large enterprise of a relatively young demographic, which is very hungry to earn more degrees and get more educated and move up in life very quickly, there's a lot of lateral movement. And that reflects in how compensation moves as well. So people are not stagnant in the job that they probably entered into. There's actually fairly quick mobility happening within the organizations and associated compensation that comes with it. So this is not just inflationary. It's actually much beyond that, reflecting the complexity of the skills, reflecting the fact that there's a lot of mobility in the organizations, which is recognized through compensation changes, and the fact that what's now happening in India is also fairly complicated and beyond just the foundational operational tech, finance, risk, or HR operations. So that's really what's driving it. And yeah, it's a little bit on the higher side if you compare it to the India average, but it's still not out of whack completely.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. There's not that much of a difference. But given the point that, you know, this was historically much more a cost play, do you feel that there's an alignment now between head offices and the GCCs here on the need to move up the compensation scale? Do you feel that that hurdle has now been passed?
Absolutely. I think there is alignment on two aspects. Number one, if you need talent, you would have to pay competitive. Competitive doesn't mean crazy, but competitive means you'd be okay in that range. And the ranges are fairly sanitized. Second is that many of these roles or competencies are global roles and global competencies. So what would you have paid for a head of cyber, let's say, in country X versus what are you paying in India? Right? Now it's about getting that skill in, not as much about the fact that am I, you know, saving 20% or 30% or 40% or half the number or 10% for that matter, but it's more about, that skill I need in the organization. I would have paid X for it in another country. You know, I'm getting better skills in India at a price which actually compensates that skill very, very handsomely. And I'm okay to do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm creating a global leader. I'm creating a global competency. I'm creating a global COE. It just happens to be in India.
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense. And it's good to see that alignment, because I think if this industry has to grow, then one of the things that has to be addressed, and you're saying has been addressed quite well, is the fact that there's got to be an agreement that compensation must reflect the skill and the seniority that is now going to be placed here. So that's
Absolutely.
Good news.
Absolutely. I mean, if I was to summarize it, Subir, it's the value of seat concept now, right? And the value of seat is not just because it's based in India. It's because what the value that the seat brings in to the organization from a global perspective.
Yeah, great.